I thank you, Mr. Chairman. I have the honor to deliver the statement on behalf of Non-Aligned Movement and other state parties to the BWC on strengthening Article 7. Mr. Chairman, NAM and other state parties welcome the discussion on strengthening Article 7 as part of the biennial agenda of the current intersessional program. According to Article 7 of the Convention, if a state party is exposed to danger as a result of violation of the Convention, request assistance, all state parties undertake to provide or support assistance. Although this article has not been yet invoked, the international community should be prepared to face such situation well in advance and to dispatch emergency assistance in case of bacteriological, biological, or toxin weapons, and also to provide humanitarian assistance in case of threat of use of such weapons to the requesting state party. Assistance undertakings and support should be commensurate with effective actions that ensure timely coordination and delivery of assistance to the victim state party in conformity with the request for assistance. To this end, a detailed procedure and mechanism for a timely, effective, and adequate response needs to be developed. In this context, the following elements may, amongst others, be considered in the development of such a mechanism. One, assistance means coordination and delivery of assistance to the requesting state party. Second, the request or appeal for assistance should be immediately transmitted to all state parties and relevant international organizations for coordination and delivery of emergency and humanitarian assistance and support. Third, preparing an inventory of types of assistance that state parties could provide, including inter alia, expertise, information, protection, detection, decontamination, prophylactic, and medical and other equipment. Fourth, establishing a data bank containing freely available information concerning various means of protection against bacteriological and biological and toxin weapons, as well as such other relevant information as may be provided by state parties. Information on the kind of assistance that the state parties could provide in response to a request for assistance. The state parties make the fullest possible effort to provide prompt assistance. Providing the equipment related to the means of protection against the use of biological weapons to the requesting state party without undue restrictions. Establishing a fund for assistance to concerned state parties, in particular to developing countries. Prompting capacity building through more active cooperation with relevant regional and sub-regional organizations that have mandates relevant to assistance and protection against biological weapons. Such cooperation could include joint exercise and training, including by the use of e-learning models. The group underlines that all mechanisms and measures adopted for the full, effective, and non-discriminatory implementation of Article 10 of the Convention shall facilitate assistance and support to state parties for rapid and timely surveillance, detection, contaminant diagnosis, treatment, and mitigation of disease, in particular infectious diseases, in accordance with the provisions of the Convention. NAM strongly reaffirms that national preparedness of state parties and their prompt access to new methods and novel diagnostic technologies and equipment for detection and quick response to any possible biological attack or disease outbreak play an important role in providing assistance to state parties. The rapid pace of novel bio threats against humans, animals, and plants require rapid responses and enhanced national capacity prior to any biological attacks against the state parties. The United Nations and other international organizations could play an important role in coordinating, mobilizing, and delivering the required support and assistance. In this respect, upon the request of concerned state party, the capacities and exercise of United Nations and relevant international organizations should be identified and used within their mandates. To mitigate the consequences of the use of biological and toxic weapons, the national capacity of state parties, in particular developing countries, should also be developed and strengthened. In this regard, the NAM group emphasizes that one of the most effective approaches to support Article 7 implementation is that each state party should facilitate and shall have the right to participate in the fullest possible exchange of equipment, material, and scientific and technological information and know-how concerning the means of protection against bacteriological, biological, and toxin weapons. The state parties should also have the right to conduct research into, develop, produce, acquire, transfer, or use means of protection against bacteriological, biological, and toxin weapons for purposes not prohibited under the Convention. Towards this end, developed countries should assist developing states parties through providing required technology and resources, as well as sharing experiences, expertise, and laboratory cooperation. NAM reiterates its support for the recommendation of the 7th Review Conference on Article 7. In this regard, it reaffirms that timely assistance under Article 7 is a legal obligation of state parties. While noting that the state party's national preparedness contributes to international capabilities for response, investigation, and mitigation of outbreaks of disease, NAM reaffirms that this should not be imposed as a precondition for the either provision or receipt of assistance. NAM believes that the lack of comprehensive protocol to strengthen implementation of all aspects of the Convention has created a gap in the provision of prompt and effective assistance under Article 7 to state parties to the BWC. Mr. Chairman, in conclusion, let me highlight that the main objective of this article is to provide assistance to the affected people and to mobilize and contain the risks to the health, safety, and security of others in close collaboration with exposed state party. However, the best way to prevent such incident is to ensure full compliance with the prohibition on the development, stockpiling, and use of such weapons, including through the establishment of a compliance and verification mechanism under the Convention. I thank you, Mr. Chair.